Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome, family. Welcome to A Wonderful Approach. I am your host, Khadija Seven, and today we're going to have an exciting show. I want to thank everyone for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us, to share with us. It is an interactive show, and we spend a lot of time in our small community working with each other, speaking with each other, growing, sharing ideas. And I just want to thank everyone for taking the time out to join us. I also want to let you know that the conversation doesn't end here. We have a Facebook page, A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and there you'll see future topics that will come up. If you want to take a moment to send us an inbox, let us know what you think of a topic. Also, to give suggestions for future topics. We are very open to those ideas. We've done quite a few topics that have been that people have said they wanted to hear, and it is a wonderful collaborative environment where we're all working together, sharing ideas and energy with each other. If any time during the show that you're interested in joining us, what you would have to do is just press 1, and that just lets us know that you're on the line, that you'd like to contribute to the conversation, and as soon as I get a chance, I will go through the queue and start to recognize you. But I wanted to go through that and also to spend a minute speaking about last week's show. Last week's show, the topic, the attitude of gratitude, is an absolutely one of my favorite topics. It is critical that we have an attitude of gratitude. And as we were speaking, myself, Mama Khadija, and a number of listeners, we were able to really begin to understand that gratitude, like anything else in life, is a choice. We are actively making choices if we're going to be grateful. We're making choices if we're going to be positive, if we're going to receive things in a positive light, or if we're going to remain in a negative space or just an unaware space of the positive things that are going on around us. Gratitude helps us to keep things in perspective as well. So it was a really interesting show. I want to thank everyone that tuned in last week and contributed to the conversation, because the conversation took many different turns and twists as we were really discovering not just gratitude, but, you know, how it has to become a habit. You know, it's something that we have to practice, because if you don't put the energy of practice into it, what we don't practice, we don't do. So it was wonderful to have that experience and to share, and also to, you know, be that reminder of finding ways to input that gratitude into your every day, into your every week, into your spiritual life, and everything like that. So it was wonderful. I don't do the shows by myself, thank goodness. I have a co-host, Mama Khadija, that I'm going to bring on the line. Mama Khadija, are you with us?
Greetings, family. Greetings, Seven. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful Wednesday for me.
Okay.
I insist on it being wonderful. So it is. And
You've made a choice.
I made that choice. Yes, I did. I made the choice before my feet hit the ground that it was going to be a wonderful Wednesday. And I saw that winding itself into action because I insisted on it. How's your day been?
I'm thinking about my day has been absolutely fabulous. I was out in the sun and it was a little breezy, and even that was good. And I did some food shopping today, and I love to go to the market. So, and it's really an adventure where I live because there are no major markets here. So I have to travel 17 miles away to the nearest, you know, major supermarket. And it has become an adventure for me. You know, as one gets older, you know, you begin to see value in a lot of the little things that maybe some people might say, oh, that's grocery shopping. But for me, it's an adventure. So I had a wonderful day today.
Good,
and, got up and gave God the glory for me waking up this morning. And just in terms of thinking about last week's show, I think I remember either one of us, I can't remember which one, there are some key concepts, words, ideas that continue to surface every single show. And we keep going back to self-love. That keeps coming up. I don't care what the topic is, that self-love is going to come up. Creating balance in our life is going to come up. Choice is always coming up. Intention is always coming up. And action is always coming up. So there's a reason. There's a reason. So as we continue to grow. You know, as we begin, as we continue growing through this means of communication and really employing a lot of the skill set that we present here on this show. In fact, I'd like to ask how many of our listeners paid a little bit more attention to gratitude as a result of the conversation that we had last week. You know, how many people jotted down even one or two things before they went to bed? Oh, I'm grateful for this, and, you know, I have a lot of gratitude for this or that. How many people are really paying attention and allowing all of us to be navigated through this beautiful space that we're living in right now, where gratitude was last week? And this week, we're going to talk about living our dreams. Living our dreams. So are you ready for me to say a little something about living our dreams, Seven?
I think you have a lot to say about living our dreams, but yes, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I do have a lot to say about it, but I've decided this week I'm going to keep a lot of that to myself, because I have found that, you know, your dreams, like success, can only be defined by you. You know, I can't define it for you. Your mother can't define it for you. This is something that has to come from inside of you, because this is your dream. You know, this is how you might define success. There are a lot of things that, you know, you can't get from outside of self. It has to come from within. And the very first thing I thought about was, you know, living your dreams, that sounds such like it's a big, wide-open topic. Is it time? Is right now time to talk about living your dreams? You know, when does all of this begin? Does it begin now, or should I start to try to live my dreams 10 years from now, or when I'm 40 or 50 or 60? Or, you know, is there a timeline on living, you know, your dreams? And I, after asking myself that question, I came up with was that, you know, your dreams, like I said earlier, like success is yours. You know, nobody can define that for you. You have to define it for yourself. But I can say this, and I'm sorry for saying this so many times to you in your entire life and in my life, that it is a process, just like everything else. It is a process to be able to live your dreams. And, you know, it entails, you know, going through a step-by-step process, or some people like to use formula. And each baby step, or even a bigger step or whatever that you take in life, is either going to get you one step closer to living your dream, or one step closer to being stuck, or create the nightmare. Now, there are lessons and blessings in any area that you end up in any direction that you end up in. But let me say this, because I didn't even go into this program right by asking everyone and sharing with everybody that we all got our present today.
That's right.
Another day to learn lessons and achieve, you know, receive blessings. But, yeah, mm-hmm. So whether we end up being closer to our living that dream or getting stuck or really being in a nightmare, they're lessons and they're blessings no matter where we end up. But we're talking about getting to that dream state right here. We're talking about living that dream. Now, mm-hmm. most of us have to figure out some stuff before we can actually arrive at the living our dream state, right? We have to figure some stuff out. You know, we don't come here with this kind of, mindset. We don't come here at 5 years old, most of us, talking about, you know, living our dream. So it's something that has to take place over a period of time. And usually if it happens too early in life, you know, like the child stars that we hear about, many uh-huh. of them, I would say most of them are living someone else's dream or they're living the dream that someone has for them. And that's one of the reasons why many of them don't stay on track because it's not their dream. It's not their dream. Now, you don't have to completely shift gears, stop working or stop going to school or, you know, not be in a relationship or whatever to live your dream. I just want to say that. But there are some very key questions that you have to address, I feel, to get there. What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? What mm-hmm. is my destiny? What was I put here to do? What am I charged to do? And when I say charged, I mean, what do you have authority, God-given authority, to do? That's the second question. Not in any particular order now. Another question is, what am I willing to sacrifice to be able to live my dream? There's a television station that highlighted like a lot of the music legends and whatnot. And when you see people on television or hear them on the radio, it's, man, that's good. And, you know, I wish I could do this or I could have done that or whatever, whatever. But this show highlighted what they had to go through to get there. And believe me, there were some major, major sacrifices. And I like that because, you know, it showed their success, but it also showed their journey to success. So what are you willing to sacrifice to be able to live your dream? Next question, who's in your corner? Nobody gets to any level of success, first of all, without God, but who's in your corner? Now, for some people, just having the Most High in your corner is going to work, but he always and she always ends up sending our angels and supporters and people that can help us get there. So who's in your corner? Mm-hmm. We have to live with intention and on purpose. Remember, intention and on purpose. Focus and have that, I don't even know if this is a word, but I use it all the time, stick-to-itiveness. Hang in there. Make it happen. Guard mm-hmm. your thoughts. And if necessary, there's something that they say in the rooms, and that's in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous and all the 12-step programs, you may have to change people, places, and things.
So true.
And one of the last things that I wrote down is that you really have to guard your language.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. our words have power. And I know, Seven, you're going to talk a little, you got to say something about being positive and the power of attraction and stuff like that. But I just mm-hmm. want to share this where where that's concerned. And please do write this down and remember this and use this as a mantra in getting to live your dreams, to live out loud, to live on purpose. And what I have to say is, whatever words follow, I am, follow you. Whatever words follow, I am, follow you. So
okay.
If you say, I am peace, I am happiness, I am complete, I am healed, I am a whole person, whatever comes after that, I am, that's what's going to follow you. So if you say,
mm-hmm.
oh, man, I am depressed, I'm having a hard day today, I'm having
yeah.
a hard, that's going to follow you.
Yes, it is.
That will follow you. So
yes,
we have
will.
To guard our language and guard our thoughts. So that's just a quick summary of how we're going to get to live our dreams and the preparation that we have to make. Now, Seven, if you can give us some more specific information on where we go once we've answered these questions. And, you know, we've guarded our thoughts and we've guarded our language and, you know, we know who got our back. And we know
mm-hmm.
what we're passionate about and what we're charged to do. What comes up next? What's our next step?
You know, I'm glad you said step, the word step, because there are many different levels to this, and we do have to take a number of steps to get to where we're trying to get to. This is not something that you're going to wake up in the morning and say, hey, I've arrived, and that's going to be it. Having a dream is the first thing. You know, what is going to make you happy? What's going to keep you satisfied? What do you wish? A lot of times we are living someone else's dream, and to
mm-hmm.
that is dangerous. You must live your dream, and in order to do that, you have to know yourself. You have to be fearless. You can be nervous and you can be cautious, but you can't have fear in that place. You have to truly, truly have a bravery about you. I have known some fantastic women in my life. I have been blessed upon blessed to have some amazing women pour into me and to help to shape me and to give me more visions. And they've planted little seeds and, you know, they've tilled the earth a little bit of me. And, you know, they've given me this jewel or this gem. But until I got to the place where I was like, I can receive this, but I still know what my dream is. I'm aware of what I desire. Then you're not working with yourself. You know, you have to get to that place where you know what you desire. I remember speaking with an elder of mine. Her name is Gramambo Fatima. And she was telling me about becoming 40. This is many years ago. And she was telling me some of the exciting things to look forward to in 40. She was telling me some of the challenges that come with 40 and just understanding your life as it is now, understanding your life as a woman in this place in her life. And she said, you know, you have to do, what do you want to do? What are your passions? And I was like, I don't know. I'm good at this and I'm good at that. And I had five things I could rattle off. I'm good at these things. And she says, okay, but what's the dream? What do you want? I was like, well, I don't really know. And she said to me, what would you do for free? What would you do if you had all the money in the world, that you didn't have to work, you didn't have to report anywhere? What would you do just because you wanted to? And I was like, I would talk to people. I would counsel. And then she said, well, then that's what you need to be doing. And at that point in my life, it completely changed my life, and it allowed me to understand more about my dream and about why that dream was in place and really the steps to take to get there. But I had to really remove some things. I had to remove the daily thoughts of I got to pay bills. I had to remove the second thoughts of what about the children, what about the children, what about the children. I had to move beyond, you know, what is my mate going to do? Is he going to be able to move with me in this change in my life? You know, for a second, I had to really relinquish all the other ties and really just stay with me, myself, and God and think about what is going to make me happy in that space where there's no one else and it's just me. And I definitely came to that understanding, and this was in a 5-10 minute conversation. I was like, oh, I know exactly what I would do if I didn't have to worry about all these other things. And she said, okay, well, now the goal is for you to get to that point and allow your dream to put everything else in its proper space. And from that point, I was able to create a little more balance and boundaries and everything like that. But it started off with really an adult asking me almost a childish question, what do you want to do? You know, we ask children all the time, what do they want to do? And they don't hesitate. You know, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a scientist, not knowing that it takes 16 years of school or 18 years of school. They don't care. They don't care what it takes to get there. They just know that's what the desire is. And so sometimes we have to almost be like children in their single focused ideas and really get to the center. What do we want? What are we trying to do? And sometimes we'll find that there are things around us that reflect what we were trying to do. And then a lot of times, you know, we'll find, hey, I'm going to have to make some lifestyle changes in order to get there. And whether that means going back to school, whether that means, you know, start doing a little startup business to build later, you know, whatever that means to you, you have to live your dream or you're living someone else's. And you'll be very upset with yourself if you spend 30 years, 40 years, 50 years building someone else's dream. That'll irritate you. That will irritate your spirit to know that in your life you've had chance and opportunity and you decided to live someone else's idea of life and someone else's idea of dreams and foregoing your own. And so, you know, for your own spirit, we have to take the time to go and to really apply ourselves and say, I'm going to live that dream.
That is so true. That is so true. But let's not leave our audience hanging. It takes a lot of courage.
Absolutely.
To live your dream.
Absolutely. I know
it's not easy.
No. It takes bravery to dream. Just to have the dream. We have been programmed that we have to work and that we're programmed to think we have to work in this way and we have to, you know, provide this and we have to provide that. It takes a lot of heart to say, you know, I am ready to do what I desire to do, even if that may not be the popular thing, you know, even if that's moving a hobby into a business, even if that is saying, okay, what I want to do isn't located in the United States. I might be ready to go live abroad, you know. And so it takes a lot of courage to have dreams that may be different from what everyone else is doing in the universe.
And not only courage, faith. It takes faith. Because if you don't know that God's got your back through this, not only does your husband have your back, but God has your back through this.
Right.
Know that deep down inside, and that's a part of your faith, then that's going to be very, very difficult for you to pull off. Very difficult. So it is, it's imperative that we know and that we say seven and let the audience know it's not easy. It takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of work. It takes courage. It takes faith. And it's a process.
It is a process. Everything's a process. These are one of our key words. You know, I'm going to get a bell, and every time we say our key word, you know, a bell will go off for something special. But it absolutely is a process. I am so, from the deepest part of my heart, I'm so thankful that God is patient with us. You know, God is so perfect in all that he does and she does. And, you know, we've been given so many gifts. We given a gift every day, you know. And so we have so many positive things that he gives us, and he is patient with us as we're trying to discover what we need and everything else like that. But, you know, it's so vital that we are doing the work that we know we are supposed to be doing. Also, sometimes what we see as is living the dream, some of that is destiny as well. You know, some of this is God needs you to do that. You know, even if that is being happy and being pleasant, even if it is spreading joy or creating a new, you know, they have kids creating apps now. They have all kinds of positive things going on and so many different movements and everything else like that. And sometimes someone might think, oh, yeah, I created this because of me. But what they don't realize is that God sent them there to do this for humanity, you know. So a lot of times those dreams and those passions, they have large effects. You know, they have positive effects, but not just us in our immediate household, but in our communities. When we start creating things that will move past our own selves, then you should feel not just a desire to fulfill your dreams, but almost an obligation as well.
Yeah, especially if this is something that you have been charged to do.
Absolutely.
If this is something that, you know, that the divine has given to you as your job here. Okay, yes, your job is, you are the mother of Solomon and Patricia, two kids right there. But then there are other things that God gives you to do that you
absolutely
have to do.
Absolutely. I want to say this real quick before, because I know we're going to open up the phone lines and ask people for their ideas about living your dream and how they get how they use God as inspiration for such, or even as motivation. But I want to tell people that when God sends out the radio waves that you're supposed to be living this dream or living that dream, sometimes you're not the only person listening to the radio at that time. And what you may hesitate on, someone else is going to pick up and run with it because they've seen it, they've heard it, they believe it, and they're ready to roll with it. And so, you know, I want to encourage people, don't wait until the kids are grown and out the house before you start dreaming. You know, don't wait until, you know, oh, just one more year at the job or just one more, you know, once I have another $1,000 saved up in savings, then I'll be really ready to do something. And because the more that you wait and the more things you put ahead of yourself, God is like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm going to ask that my other child do it because I really needed that in place. You know, I'm not going to wait for you to get comfortable and to, you know, I'm ready to move forward and to make things happen now. And so, you know, I encourage people not to get complacent, not to wait, not to constantly have a thousand other, you know, things. That's why I'm not going to live this dream. Go ahead and live it. I mean, I've seen artists begin doing their art and waiting until 40 to do it, you know. And I'm like, 40? Usually people that are artists, you know that you're an artist by, what, 5, 6? Mm-mm, it doesn't matter. There's not an age limit on dreaming. There's not a sex, you know. There's not, oh, only women can dream like this, only men can dream like that, you know. There's a lot of the limitations that we will create for ourselves. They're not real, you know. They don't have to hinder us. You know, we have to, again, believe in ourselves and trust in ourselves and love ourselves and know that, you know, if we apply ourselves and be disciplined and diligent, then we can achieve the goals that we're looking for. So I just wanted to say that you don't want somebody else walking around with your dream. You will be upset with someone else walking around with your dream.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's okay, I wanted to open up the phone lines for those that would like to call in and share. All you have to do is press 1, and that will let us know that you would like to join the conversation about living your dream. If you've ever done something that others may have perceived as illogical or just whatever it was, if you'd like to share in those types of things that were faith-based moves, that were you going out on a limb and deciding, hey, this is what I'm going to try, and you tried it and you did it your way, you know. Anything that you'd like to share about that in the processes of it, all you have to do is press 1, and that will let me know that you would like to share into the conversation, and I would love to join you in. So, but, yeah, those dreams are a funny thing, because there comes a point where, I don't want to say you have to announce it, but there's a point where you say, okay, I'm ready to live this dream. You know, there, you can be planning. I mean, I remember when I said, okay, I'm going to move from accounting, a business idea, into an idea that was human services. You know, I was going to do behavioral health, and I was going to counsel. And, you know, that meant going back to school. It meant working with people more intimately than I've ever worked with anybody. And, I mean, it was a major transition, and I have loved every second of it. Accounting was killing me slowly, you know. And it made such a difference in my life. And gave me the inspiration to continue going and everything like that. But you must be able to dream. You have to see it. That's what the dreams do. They give you visual representations of what you're trying to achieve, what your spirit and your soul is telling you it'd like to do. Mama Khadija, when did you first have your living the dream moment? Like, what age was that?
Probably right around my freshman year in college.
Okay. Fairly young, being able to
leave home. I always had a dream of getting married, having children, you know, doing the whole domestic thing. And then being able, although my parents did not hold me back from who I thought I was, it's just something special about being from under your parents' rules in their house. So that was probably the first dream for me, being able to move away and have my own identity and be my own person. I felt like that made me my own person. So that was probably my first big living my dream moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all about, you know, I guess self-identity and
absolutely.
You know, just being independent, and that was so major for me. that was really, really major for me, just to be able to be out on my own and to have my own house and have my own, you know, family. And that was my first, you know, living my dream moment.
And the dream changes because, you know, we're constantly changing. You know, the things I wanted at 20 are not as pressing now, mid-40s, close to 50, but, you know, they're not as pressing as they were at 20. I have seen myself morph in shape even from maybe 2 or 3 years ago to where I am now. I saw where God was leading me, that was going to equal something different than where I was at that moment. And so then once I saw different skill sets coming into play, I saw the dream morph a little. And I was like, oh, okay, I understand it's going to be more of this, less of that. And it makes perfect sense as to where I was going and what was going to be required of me.
And I guess we're all shape shifters.
Okay.
You know, we're all shape shifters of sorts, you know? Because yeah, who we are as a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old and our dreams, and I mean, all of that has changed. But
absolutely,
one good thing about it is that it's been consistent. So, I mean, I haven't changed from, you know, I still love, and I'm very passionate about family, home, and children, and grandchildren, and my independence. I'm still very passionate about that. But, you know, it's like after you've lived that dream, then you can continue to live that dream with ease. You don't have to, you know, chase it or go after it, and you can also have other dreams. That's already done. Because at one point in time, your dream might have been, oh, I got to get that bachelor's degree. I got to get my degree, you know. And
right,
you go away
right
to college, you get that degree, and, you know, now you have the degree, okay?
Right.
So then what's the next step? Oh, I got to get my master's. Okay, you get that master's degree. Okay, what comes after that? So it's ongoing. I'm not going to use the P word. It's ongoing.
Okay, please. Or the D word. Please. My ancestors are like,
but,
yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's ongoing, and we're constantly,
absolutely,
you know, we're constantly changing. And as long as it's a consistent change, meaning that if you started off with something good, then you're going to keep right on going with something good or something better. And then you're going to keep right on that path of goodness and wholeness and, you know, something that's going to be pleasing in the eyesight of God. And as long as you're doing that, then you're doing all right to me. Doing all right.
I have to share this story. You know, I interact with so few people that when I do have certain interactions with them, they hit me right between the eyes, no hesitation. I was in the store today, a grocery store, no big deal. And a lady who had to be maybe 25, able-bodied, strong-looking one, you know, and she said to me, I'm walking past her, and she said to me, she was like, oh, they moved my so-and-so. She was like, change is so scary. I don't know what to do. And I looked at her, and I'm like, okay, well, tell me what you're looking for. And they had moved it. It was in the next aisle. We together went over there, and she was like, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. And I'm thinking to myself, Spirit, you're trying me. You know, we're in the middle of the store and everything. But really, she was telling me, change can be so scary, you know, and I think this was an over, you know, dramatic situation, but it really helped me to understand how it can. This woman was paralyzed because she could not find exactly what she was looking for in the place that she was looking for it at. And so, you know, one thing about dreaming is that we can't be scared to not to move. We can't be scared of change. We can't be scared of how things are going to impact us or anything else like that. You know, we have to be open-minded to the end result, which is getting what the current goal is, you know, what the current dream is. So we can't get stuck within ourselves and get to the point where we're immobilized and not achieving anything. And that was, I mean, it was strange. And, you know, my boys were looking at me like, why are you walking with this woman? But she had gotten to a point where she couldn't move anymore. You know, she really was scared of the change. And also, you know, people get afraid of what they have to sacrifice. You know, you said the word sacrifice quickly, and it's not a quick type of thing. Sacrificing is real. You know, when people know that they have to lose something to gain something, you know, all kind of complicated, you know, equations go through their brain. They're like, but if I lose this and I lose that, then I lose that, and this foundation's wrong. And I'm like, wait, we're not going that far. We're not talking about that just yet, you know. And so change and sacrifice are not easy things to do. And I don't want to make it seem as if, you know, this is the hardest thing you'll ever do in your life, but it will be one of the most rewarding ones when you can say to yourself, I took a chance on me. I did it my way. I lived my dream. I went forward with my goal, and this was the result. You know, the song is what I did it my way. You know, there comes a point where you have to live your life your way, and everyone else is going to have to be okay with that.
Well, I forget which university or whichever group did a survey of, I don't know how many seniors, 100 seniors, and these people had lived for 95-plus years, and they were getting ready to make their transition. And they asked them, you know, what is it that you really, really, do you have any resentments or any regrets? That's what it is. Do you have any regrets? And it was some really high number of them said they never regretted what they did. What they regretted was what they didn't do.
Okay.
So it wasn't anything necessarily that they had done. And maybe the things that they had done, they had made amends to a person who they may have hurt or whatever. But
right.
When it comes to having regrets about what you didn't do, you cannot go back and get that.
That's right.
You cannot
that
go back
right.
and make changes. It's over. It's done. So if it's something that you want to do, you have to seize the moment, you have to seize the opportunity and make it happen. Because if we're blessed to live that long, or however long we're blessed to live, it's going to be a blessing.
Right.
We don't want to say we regret that we did not do ... And I have something on my personal list. If people were to walk into my house right now, they say, oh, how many times have you been to Africa? None. But I have been planning and talking about taking a trip to Africa since 1981 with one of my girlfriends. And this is something that we have planned to do since 1982. We're going to get together, save up our money, and we're going to take this trip. We're going to go to two countries, our two favorite countries in West Africa. That was in 1982. Now, if I closed my eyes tomorrow, that would be probably one of my biggest regrets. Have I had the money to go to West Africa, which is not the most expensive trip in the world, since 1982? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But I haven't done it. for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always what we do, it's what we don't do.
And you know, when you said for whatever reason, I had a thousand things pop into my head because 81, what was I, 10? So, you know, I know that time frame, and I know the reasons. Kids, family, responsibilities, obligations, and nothing dramatic, nothing that stopped me from being able-bodied. And I have to tell y'all about able-body. My grandmother was in a wheelchair before my mother was born. And that did not stop her from going anywhere, okay? She traveled wherever she felt like, on a plane. She used to get on those little small rickety planes. I said, oh, you real brave. I'm not, I mean, nothing hindered her. And so it's like, as you were saying, oh, you know, something came up. I know the something, life. But there comes a point where you have to look at that life and say, hey, look, this is about me at this moment. This is about living my dream. This is about doing something that's going to empower me, encourage me, grow me, leaps and bounds. Because when we have those types of victories, it does grow us. We are changed on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
There are, you know, experiences that you can have just in the victory alone of saying, hey, I'm going to do this, not necessarily because it's logical, not because it makes the most money, not because, you know, I'm the best at it. I'm going to do it because I desire to do it. That's the dream. Live your dream. God allows us to do that. He encourages us to do that. That is the key to getting to the dream part. That's how we're
able to move past our fears. Don't give up on
yourself. Not at any age. Not at any age. Not at any social economic issue. Not at anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give up on yourself. Because God hasn't given up on you. He woke you up and gave you a brand new present. Umi, the phone lines are packed. I'd like to grab one or two if I can.
Okay.
So we can get into the dreams. All right, hold on. I believe this is Sister Makita. Welcome to the show.
Blessings, family.
Greetings. How are you?
Hey. Thank you both again for being an inspiration to the inspirational. I love you both dearly. One important thing I wanted to mention with regards to the dreams is you have to stay away from the dream snatchers.
Yes, ma'am.
Your circle is not, you know, if it's not supportive of what you need to do, then you need to just change your circle.
Yes.
Okay.
And you
People, places, and things.
Yes. And if people really care about you, they will understand if you can't be around for everything. And they will value the times when you are around because they understand that you're working towards something. Now, when you have that dream and you step out on faith, that dream now becomes a goal because you stepped out. And
it's
if
an
you
action
don't,
now.
And if you don't, the spirit will make you extremely uncomfortable. As you continue to live the dreams of other people and you're on that job and you're complaining and you're this and you're that. I tried to shift you around before.
That's right.
You want to do it your way. So since you're doing it your way, here are your consequences opposed to doing what I have appointed you to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
Now, Mama Kay, you
mentioned
about guard your language.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My body started tangling with that. Because if you're calling for something small and minimal and you get that, why are you upset? That's what you asked for. If you call for that little thing and you got that little thing, and that's what it was, a little thing, because that's what you called for, then you need to go sit down somewhere.
That's right.
And accept that for what it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're calling for the financial freedom because you want to travel and do this and do this and do this, the things that you've been appointed to do, The Most High will make a way. He will make a way. Okay, but if you're so stuck on, okay, this bill, okay, that's the meat on the buffet.
That's all you need.
What about everything else? What about the tablecloth, the vegetables, the utensils? What about all the other stuff that makes the whole thing appealing? So I just can't focus on that one little thing when there's so many other aspects. And sometimes people just get stuck. And it goes right back to that I am stuck because they do fear the change. And that becomes
they
a barrier.
They fear the change. Yes.
That becomes a barrier. So, again, change your circle and get some supportive people around you that will tell you to tighten up. Because you ask for stuff, you pray for stuff, and I promise you the prayers are answered, but it's just not what you want to hear. So you choose to ignore it. You keep ignoring it. The Most High is going to continue to make you uncomfortable.
That's right.
But when we sit
down
and we're appreciative, and it goes back to the gratitude and the attitude, which I so love, you know, and we get to where we really need to be, we are able to embrace the present and move forward as we are destined to move forward. Mama Kay, in one of the other shows when you were asking about the passion, I had to sit here and write my little stuff up. I was like, okay, if I had all this hands, what would I do? I would be doing what I'm doing because I've been appointed to this.
Okay.
I went from, oh, I'm going to be this criminal defense attorney and I'm getting all these brothers out, to I got broken all the way down. Because I had to see what the Most High needed me to see. And my whole career shifted.
And
as
it will.
As some of the parts have been, I am so grateful for my journey. Because if I had not gone through certain things, I wouldn't be able to reach the ones that I do reach. It's not meant for me to reach everyone, but the ones that I can get to, give thanks and praise. That's what I need to do. And I'm grateful for that. But for those people that really need to watch their jibber jabbers and speak some good things into existence, if you keep on with that, then guess what? You're going to keep getting that. But I'm not going to let you change me. So if I got to give up and get thanks and praise for this and get thanks, I'm going to do it all day long.
That's right.
All day. Because there's always someone else out there that's worse off than you. Yeah, I may have A, B, C, and D going on, but you know, get things. I can still do this part, and this part. Okay, that's going to take a little extra work here, but I can still get all these other things done. So that's what I'm going to focus on. And it goes right back to that gratitude and the attitude. I'm so grateful for all the topics because there have been nothing but teachable moments. And most people really just take a step to left, step to the right, whatever which way you want to go. You need to get out your own way. Really.
Okay, get out of your own way.
Because when people really start to sit there and they take inventory and they look at this and look at that, the Most High showed you sign after sign after sign, gave you avenue after avenue after avenue. How about you get out your way?
Okay.
You get out the way. Get out your own way for 6 months and tell me where you're going. You won't even recognize the new and improved you.
Okay.
Just get out there.
That sounds like, a seminar coming up. That sounds like a seminar coming up.
Out the
Well, hey, July, we'll be doing that work, you know. Each one teach one and inspire. Absolutely.
I truly, truly appreciate y'all, and I'm just so loving my Wednesdays, my new and improved Wednesdays. I'm so
Wednesday.
I appreciate it, and I'm just so grateful. I was talking to my brother the other day. We was like, okay, you got your present this morning? Yeah, I did. You know, so, that's Mama Kay. I'm so grateful. Just something so small as that, because some people don't get things. They'll get up and they will complain from the time their feet hit the ground.
That's
right.
That's
but at least you still have your feet. But I got clients who you know, they're coming in there in their wheelchair. They didn't even realize they were bleeding until it was time for their toe to get amputated.
So
how did you not get saved? Man, I'll bump all these feet. Okay, thank you. Ooh, it hurt, but thank you, you know, because I get to heal.
That's right.
Just get out their way, because the Most High has things for you to do. And if you continue to stand in your way, you will be uncomfortable. The Spirit is going to make you very, very uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Because if that's not what you need to be, you need to move.
Yes. And there's a purpose for the discomfort, okay? I want to just touch on that for 2 seconds. The discomfort is to get you to think and feel and make other plans and changes in you, even if it's a change in perception, okay? You know, the discomfort is to let you know you are on a track that may be harmful to you. You know, you may be doing things that don't have your best interest. They're not growing you, not nurturing you. And so that discomfort is important because it plays a role. So sometimes, you know, we'll get uncomfortable. It will take aspirin, or we'll get uncomfortable, and we'll find a fix for the discomfort rather than doing the deeper self-analysis and understanding, why am I uncomfortable? What is creating the discomfort? And so, you know, don't underestimate the discomfort. Allow that to be a teaching moment within you, and so we can grow and build from there.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling in, honey.
Thank you so much for
having me.
Thank you,
sis. Thank you. We're talking about living the dream, and I wanted to shout out my sister real quick, Aisha Abdullah. Well, she's a Blackford now. And my sister does what she feels like doing, when she feels like doing it, how she feels like doing it. And I used to tell people back in the day, if she tripped, it'd be over a bag of gold. You know, this child here has really, in my opinion, seized the day, lived the dream, done it her way. And I've seen her do this from a young child, just really being commanding in her own life, in her own way. And, you know, I remember, cause, you know, this is my middle sister. She's younger than I am. And I would look at her like, how is she doing this? How is she's manipulating everybody. You know, she's mind tricks, whatever. And I never, you know, I would look and be like, this child does what she wants. She's not following the rules. She's, you know, she's just really just living her dream. And she does. And she is successful. And she is happy. And she does so in a very flamboyant way, to the point where you get caught up in her dream, trying to fulfill her dream with her. You're like, wait a minute. She got me, you know, I'm doing her stuff now, okay? But, you know, she is always an inspiration to me of really living your dream. And the emphasis, I remember when I was doing the title, it was like living, because there's some key words in that, your personal dream, your dream, living your dream, not someone else's, not what's been dictated to you, not what society says you have to do. But really living your dream and doing so in a way that is pleasing to God, doing so in a way that adds to your own destiny, that adds to your happiness, your joy, that's positive, that can be beneficial to the community. You know, there's so much about living your dream that we really need to look into. And even in situations where you may feel, well, I have to work this job. I have to work my job. It's okay. But I do so in a joyful manner. And the parts of it that I enjoy, I really enjoy. I make the most of it. And then when I come home, I'm out constantly outreaching and working and building and growing. And so I am constantly in this mode of living my dream, whether I'm at work, whether I'm at home. Whenever you meet me, you're going to find the core of that person. You know, you're going to find I'm not, this is not an air, this is not, this is truly who I desire to be. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect, and it doesn't mean I'm not growing on things. There are lots of things about me that I'm working on and growing on, but I am living my current dream. I am in control of this dream. And I can't be afraid to make the sacrifices necessary to not only live this dream, but to dream further.
Well, I'm glad you included yourself in this last little monologue. I am the mama. So I do know that your little sister lives her dream. She's her own person, and she's always been that way. But being the mother of three daughters that are all very, very different, I would say that the three of you are doing it your own way. And you are living your dream. And your other two sisters are also living their dream. And I don't know if that is something that was passed through genetically or if that was a conscious decision, but I saw it early in your life that you were going to be an individual and you were going to do it your way, and she was an individual and she was going to do it her way, and the same with the baby. So, yeah. And you have, and your sisters have taught me a lot about living my dream, because in my generation, women had to defer their dreams. They had to put them off until the kids were out of the way, and not just high school, college. And there were so many stipulations on what kind of dreams you could have, you know, who you could dare dream with, you know, who you could dream about, you know, all of these restrictions and whatnot. So you being in that next generation, you've really given, as your mother, given me a lot of insight and on how to dream. Basically, how to dream without restriction. I'm not just talking about, you know, doing it the old-fashioned way. How to dream? How to just let go and feel whatever comes natural. And have that and make that a dream. Have that something that I could aspire to or be a part of. It's just like the goal setting. We had a show about setting goals. I mean, goals 50 years ago for a young woman or a young black woman or even a young black male are a lot different than they are today.
Absolutely.
When I was growing up, people were not aspiring to do the things that these young people had their minds set on and are doing. So, even though we've come a long way, we've got a long way to go. But I give thanks and praise for the fact that, you know, our eyes are now opening. We are going into a major universal awakening. And get on board, folks. Get on board and and go for the ride and do the work and reap the reward.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got another call I want to grab real quick. I believe this is Omisha Yoon, ending in 4801. Welcome to the show.
Hi, family. How are we doing this evening?
Greetings.
Well.
Omisha Yoon.
Galafia. We went all over the place tonight.
Well, you know, we're dreaming, okay? So we can't keep still. We're dreaming.
I identified with a lot what Aunt Khadija had to say. I identified a lot with you, Seven, you know, and because I'm, like, in between both of y'all. And I'm okay, I can do Aunt Khadija, yeah, we didn't do a there were certain restrictions, and black women, you know, you went into nursing or CNA.
Yep.
And things like that.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as I was growing up, the world was starting to open up a little bit. And, you know, there was still, the jobs were still, say the right word, Lydia, limited.
Mm-hmm.
As
that's a good word.
As what you could do. And even as I went on to college, I was sort of living my mom's dream, because at first she wanted me to be a nurse. I told her, ain't no way. Ain't no, that was not my calling, you know, but I went into medical anyway, but due to sickness, I never finished it. But, you know, I worked in the field and whatever as far as my degrees and stuff. But I think I was thinking, I think my dream, and y'all know me, is photography. And I did photography in school. I had a great beginning teacher to teach me photography, home photography, and how to process your pictures in home in the dark room and everything. You know, so I had all that back, and I really enjoy taking pictures. I got cases of pictures that, you know. But I think if at the time I was in high school, and we're talking about the 70s, if they had expanded more for us and told us what the possibilities were, you know, instead of, you know, just being in Sears and taking portraits, professional photographers or for models or working for a news station, I think that would have been my chosen field. But I didn't get there, but I still take lots of pictures, you know, any kind of event that I go to, and I share them with others. So I regret it in a way, but because of the possibility of being in that field. But, you know, like I said, I still take pictures, and I still feel satisfied with what I'm doing now. And so, you know, that's it. But I mean, you know, you as you grow up, like you said, Seven, when you, like a kid, you have so many dreams. Oh, I want to be this, I want to be that. And it's
right.
Not so much of the financial prospect of going to school. It's that your dreams change as you get older.
Uh-huh.
And maybe reality sets in as you get older, you know, to hold down, you know, be a parent and working and a husband and what have you. You know, there's certain things that you can only do and stay home and take care of a family. So, as I said, your dreams change as you get older into, I don't want to say you settle, but you find the one that fits you and fits your situation. And I think if you believe in yourself, then that dream can happen. So I think
okay. Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you for sharing, Omichaya.
I love you. Thank you.
Love you too. As you were speaking, that was reminding me what Mama Khadija said. I mean, she said it briefly at the beginning of the show, but, you know, she spoke about success is determined by you. We create our own ideas of what is successful and what is not successful. So even though you may, you know, you may not be a professional photographer, if it brings you joy and you get to experience it and share with others, then you do get to have a level of success in that. And, you know, that can be living the dream. You know, the dream, there's a young sister that I work with, and she's always equating her dream to how much money she's going to make. And I was like, well, the dream's not connected to a dollar. Because if your dream is connected to a dollar, or if it's connected to other people's approval, then, or other people's, you know, worship of you or love of you or whatever, then you're not really in control of your dream. These other people are, either the ones that are going to pay you all the money or not. You could have a beautiful painting that will never get sold until after your death. You know, you have to find satisfaction in it now, whether it's purchased or not, whether it's purchased for $1 million or not, because success is not, it should be something that you give value to. It should not be something that someone else can give you value, because at that point the other person is now controlling and steering your dream. And so it's not your dream anymore. So no matter, you know, if you think it's a large scale or a small scale, you know, the fact that it is yours, the fact that you enjoy it, you can give yourself that the satisfaction of saying, hey, I am living my dream. You know, it may not be on a huge scale, you know, but it is my dream, and I am currently living it. And so, you know, that's something else that, you know, we always want to be aware and cautious of, not to allow others too much say in our dreams. It really has to be something between us and God. And our core support will get it, but whether they get it or not, you still have to move forward because it's your dream.
That's right. And I don't know how many people have this same situation that I have, but any of the dreams that I still hold very dear to me are old dreams. I don't know how many people still are holding on to old dreams, and maybe it's because I just won't give up. You know, this is something that I wanted when I was 28 years old. I still want it. You know, I may have to modify it a little bit because of whatever, my age, the time, my vision, or whatever. But if I have made this a part of who I am and my whole dream concept, then still there. I'm not giving up on it. Now, some people abandon their dreams. They feel that, you know, after, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or whatever, then it's not going to happen. I'll just forget it, you know. I'm not made like that. You know, I have to continue to strive and strive and strive. And, you know, someone will say at my funeral that she just would give up, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm going to continue to strive for what it is that I think is either mine or what I think I should be doing or the dreams that I have. So, as long as we got that present this morning, and hopefully we're going to get a couple more presents, then we've got time and energy and all that to work toward making it happen.
That's
you
right.
know, and
That's
all
right.
praises are due to the Most High for that. But, you know, we have that present. That means that we can make some more things happen. We can get that much closer to fulfilling or living out that dream.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to also encourage people, and this is the homework assignment, you know, and anyone that knows me on a personal level knows I love giving out homework assignments. But, you know, I really hope everyone, if you can't state what your dream is in two very clear sentences, then you don't really know what your dream is. You have an idea. You may have a particular area that you feel very comfortable and very confident in, but the dream, you know, the mission statement, the whatever you want to call it, that's something that needs to be on the tip of your tongue, ready to be rattled off, ready to be added to prayer, ready to be incorporated in this meeting or that. You know, you need to have those dreams there and available, and you can't put limitations on them. You know, this isn't after I lose 50 pounds and I'm going to do this. This is going to be my dream. You better work on that dream now. You know, what are you doing towards the 50 pounds? You know, after I get this degree or that degree or one more degree, you know, then I'm really going to start living in my dream. And I'm like, why are you waiting? Why are you, you know, don't wait. I remember my cousin who has multiple degrees and all kinds of very fancy degrees from very fancy schools. And she opened up a quilting shop. And I was like, you're going to do what? And she said she always dreamed about quilting, and our ancestors did sewing and quilting and knitting. And you know, so she was really following what ancestors had, you know, had laid out. So she didn't know it, but she was following, you know, a lot of their footsteps and had a quilting shop. And I just thought that was the neatest thing that I didn't understand, because I'm like, you're going to take all the education and you want to stitch like little old ladies? You know, she's not even that old. But she did, and that's what she wanted to do. And she was living her dream. And that kind of stuff, when I see it, I'm like, that's amazing, because, you know, how can you, you know, totally do something unexpected and do it so confidently, like, you know what, I want to do this. So, you know, I really applaud the people that say, look, against the odds, I'm going to swim upstream because this is my dream to do this and to experience it, you know, whether it's financial based, no matter what it's based upon, live it intentionally.
Yes, Sweet Honey and the Rock, one of my favorite singing groups, and one of the songs that I've been hearing it in my head ever since the show started, and it talks about we are our grandmother's dream and our grandfather's prayer, and just thinking about that, just mm-hmm. thinking that each one of us was our ancestors' prayer and their dream.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
special is that?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just want to say that the ancestors have been very active over the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get their word through. They're trying to tap somebody on the shoulders. Now, I don't know what this has to do with the dream. I just feel moved to say this.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go to pray ourselves out tonight, I want to say a little prayer that was shared with me by one of my good friends, Chief Ianifa Oshun Monife, our Queen Mother, who lives in Pensacola, Florida, who's a priestess of Oshun and a Ianifa. So, but we are, I just got to go back to that, our grandmother's dream and our grandfather's prayer. I just had to say that seven because I've been hearing it.
Mm-hmm. No, ancestors definitely would like to have a word with all of us. And to the point that before the show, we were like, we've got to have a show just where people can come forward and share with everyone about their lineage, their ancestry, where they come from, what type of people they come from. And I think when it comes to living the dream, we're living our dream, but we've been set up to dream by our ancestry. And I
mm-hmm.
think that's why they had so, I mean, they have been really, really aggressive in speaking and and wanting to be heard and wanting to be acknowledged and, you know, wanting us to share an encouraging word with people, because it is so very important that we understand the energy forces that allow us to dream different types of dreams. You know, mm-hmm. one thing you had said, Mama Khadija, was women weren't even dreaming like me and my sisters do, where we can really, you know, literally make decisions and have the ability and the know-how and the support to follow through on the things that we're looking for. And so, you know, mm-hmm. all of that is because ancestors are constantly supporting us and putting things in place. Our elders are supporting us and putting things in place for us now so that we can go forward and be strong in what we do. You know, you yes. had mentioned Iya Monife. There are so many powerful, not just women and men, but there are very powerful people that took the time to input into me. Mother Taylor up in D.C., she's transitioned, respect to her. There's Iya Omi Aladora, who has transitioned down in Florida. She did a lot of encouraging and inspiring me. I have lots of elders still with me. Iya Monife as one, actually.
Ogunleti.
Iya Alajoye. Ogunleti, who has transitioned, who Iya Ogunleti had showed me how to live very unapologetically, okay? She was like, what you want, okay? And I was like, well, look, this is the kind of party I like. I don't, all that other stuff, you know, all that tiptoeing ain't for me. I like this, you know. And so, you know, she allowed me to live very unapologetically and dared anybody to say something to me, okay? So, you know, mm-hmm. I've been blessed to have people pour into me, and I hope their lineage continues through me continuing the work and pouring into others. And so as you're living That's your great. Dream and as you're learning your dream, listen to the wind, too. Allow them to fertilize your soil and allow them to pour into you as you're growing and building and developing. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to have someone who's walked down that street tell you about the pebble they just stepped on, okay? So, you know, don't get too big for your britches that you can't, you know, receive help and things of that nature, okay? Mama Keys, you're going to be giving us the salute and praying us out?
Yes, yes, yes. The
Wonderful.
Ancestors are calling. They are calling. And I just want to give them honor and praise to my ancestors and everyone's ancestors who is on this call listening to this radio show. And I want to honor and praise the ancestors who paved the way for you to flourish and to prosper, giving birth to a new generation who died on African soil, who died in the Middle Passage, who died in the Caribbean, who died on American soil, whose names you may have forgotten and whose names you may not even know, who worked the fields and cooked in the kitchens, who suckled the babies, who served in the military, who fought in the wars and who built the houses, who were the mothers and the fathers, the aunties, the uncles, the grandmothers and grandfathers, who were the farmers, who were the teachers, who were the preachers and the nurses, who were the midwives, who played the music and sang the songs, fighters and were the healers. We give you love, you give us love, and continue to give us guidance. We honor you, ancestors. And as Iya Monife would say, we give you praise, O ancestors, for which the light of the new day descends. You are the foundation of our past, our present, and future. We praise you, though we do not know all of your names. We live with you, with your memories, your dreams, and accomplishments. O ancestors, give us the knowledge we need to travel through our existence in this lifetime. You are the blended colors of light that lights the bridge into the new age. You are the seed, the plant, and the flower. You are the link between heaven and earth, the link to unity and oneness. Help us to stand strong as a testimony in this time of ignorance of our culture. Let the ancestral torch of truth be lit and be handed back to us. We praise you, O ancestors, who died fighting to keep our torch of ancestral truth alive. We praise you, O ancestors, for having the courage to leave a legacy in order that we could learn. Out of truth comes our culture, our heritage, our inheritance. Out of truth comes tradition. Out of tradition comes pride. Out of pride comes unity. Strength, there is dignity. In dignity, there is a proper way to live, to lead, and to be an example, so that one day we can be looked upon by our descendants and honored and respected as we do you today. All praises, love, and honor to you, dear ancestors. Help us to live in such a way that we will achieve an elevation, that we may embrace you when we meet you again. Ashe, ashe, asheo.
Ashe. Amen. Thank you for the prayer.